troopers you can count on. 801-269-1270. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast, scattered showers tonight, overnight low 47. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 67. Sunday, showers in the morning, then it should be partly cloudy skies by afternoon.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL-FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 5 o'clock. Today is Friday, May 17th. This is Utah's Afternoon News. I'm Scott C.
And I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy in Salt Lake City, 65 degrees.
An accident with injuries in West Jordan. I'm Charles Moran.
Our top story this hour, he's not going anywhere. Federal authorities have detained a man following his first court appearance on terrorism charges in Boise. He's also charged here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour begins our team coverage.
Fazlidin Kurbanov needed an interpreter via telephone.
It's not unusual in any kind of case where a person, their native language is other than English, for an interpreter to be used.
U.S. Attorney for Idaho Wendy Olson says Kurbanov, an Uzbek native, pleaded not guilty in Boise to teaching bomb building in Utah and Idaho and supplying resources for the Islamic movement of Uzbekistan.
This case in no way reflects on the broader Muslim community. Certainly in the Treasure Valley area, we have had strong partnerships with those communities here.
The 30-year-old truck driver will have another detention hearing in Boise on Tuesday. His trial is set for July 2nd. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
I'm KSL's Andrew Adams.
I was kind of sad and shocked because I knew them so well.
Les Mattson is a neighbor of the Kurbanov family.
I couldn't believe that this particular family was involved in something that would require, you know, such heavy duty of police and FBI activity.
While he says he hasn't met Fazlidin, and he says they Kurbanovs are a great family, and he just didn't see this coming. While there are concerns about Fazlidin's connections in Uzbekistan, Mattson says the family fled that country because of religious persecution. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Unified Police say a driver without a license or permission took a car and smashed it into a Riverton home this afternoon. It plowed into the garage of the home near 134th South and Redwood Road, but there were no serious injuries from that crash.
Politics on KSL News Radio. It was a war of words today in the House Ways and Means Committee, and it was all over the IRS scandal involving conservative groups. Cleon Wall gives us the verbal volleys live from the KSL National News Desk. Cleon?
Scott, former IRS Chief Stephen Miller showed a bit of fight today. He chafed a bit at the term targeting, saying it's a derogatory term.
We're not targeting these people in that sense.
But he did apologize for workers scrutinizing conservative groups' tax-exempt applications. Miller says there was no political bias, just foolish mistakes. House Ways and Means Committee Chair Dave Camp was more upset at what Miller said previously.
We were repeatedly told no such targeting was happening. That isn't being misled. That's lying.
Camp says the IRS is too powerful and intrusive. He also believes the Obama administration has promoted a culture of cover-ups and intimidation. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz won't back down from his pursuit for answers about Benghazi, saying even impeachment is on the table. President Obama is brushing off the suggestion, saying the truth is already available.
That's how we keep faith with the men and women who we send overseas to represent America, and that's what I will stay focused on as Commander-in-Chief.
Now, this week's UtahPolicy.com KSL Political Insider Survey shows 97% of responding Democrats believe the president is impeachment-proof over Benghazi. About half of Republicans, though, believe that impeachment might be necessary.
Lawmakers are hearing advice today on the domestic use of drones, and it's mixed. Chris Calabresi, an American Civil Liberties Union leader, says a law is needed to keep police and government officials from violating people's right to privacy.
Other national stories we are following. The Obama administration is criticizing Russia's decision to provide Syria with anti-ship missiles. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the missiles will embolden Syrian President Bashar Assad's regime and only worsen the civil war.
Well, new numbers on the economy are flashing green with fresh signs of growth. Here's ABC's Richard Davies. The latest consumer sentiment index from the University of Michigan reached the highest level in almost 6 years. That's before the start of the recession. This month's findings on how consumers view the economy came in stronger than expected. In a separate survey, the Conference Board says its index of leading indicators rose by 0.6%, a fairly strong gain. The index aims to predict future growth and was pushed up by the housing recovery. Richard Davies, ABC News.
43,000 jobs have been added to Utah's economy this year, in the past year, I should say. Today's Workforce Services report says 9 of 11 job sectors saw growth. Chief Economist of the Department of Workforce Services, Carrie Main, says growth in one industry hit double figures.
We have some notable growth in the information industry. It grew 10.4%. That's a pretty healthy growth rate. Publishing, motion picture and sound recording, telecommunications, and internet service providers.
Natural resources and government job growth was flat due to changes in the energy industry and because of federal sequestration.
This weekend's Powerball jackpot has swelled to $600 million, the biggest Powerball jackpot ever. ABC's Alex Stone reports from Los Angeles, where the game is new.
Not only is a jackpot a Powerball record, but California started playing the game only a few weeks ago, which means people like Judy Hernandez are grabbing up tickets now that they can be bought here.
I think it's crazy, outrageous. I think there's a fever in California.
In fact, so many people are playing Powerball in California, the lottery says it's the reason why the jackpot has shot up quickly. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
Family members remember the life of Francis Munson. I'm Randall Jepson.
And we'll get you another update of any slowdowns as you head home with traffic and weather on the nines.
Hey, give me your lungs. Don't pretend like you didn't hear me. Your lungs, right now. Or I'll rearrange your face so you have to wear those glasses on your chin.
Give me your pancreas or you'll be sorry. I'll make you sorry. You better hand over your pancreas or else. You don't want me to get angry.
Hey, wise guy, give me your skin. Don't ask questions. I just want it, that's all. Hand it over or you'll be wearing my fist print on your face for a week.
Cancer is a bully. Don't give it what it wants. Fight back hard with Intermountain Healthcare's team method to treatment, which gives you a group of cancer experts who coordinate and optimize your treatment, meaning you can stand up against cancer.
Whoa, okay, keep your skin. I was just kidding. You know, me and you, we kid around all the time, right? Fine, I'm leaving. I'll leave now. Hey, we should have lunch sometime or something.
Intermountain Cancer Centers, healing for life.
If you own anything stainless in your kitchen, you can't help but admire the beauty of it when it's clean. But if anyone at all lives in your house, then you're constantly cleaning the stainless. Spray a little or a lot on the refrigerator, over to the dishwasher. Don't forget the stove and oven. The amount of time you spend cleaning it makes it not worth having. And then when the kids raid the refrigerator, well, let's not even go there. And scratches? Well, you definitely need Protect and Shine. Protect and Shine not only helps stainless steel appliances look their best, it prevents harmful bacteria buildup while promoting a germ-free environment. Just a one-time application can last you up to 5 years, and your cleaning time is cut by 90%. You really have to see how it works. Go online right now, protectandshine.com, and get the details. That's protect, the letter N, shine.com. Fall in love with stainless again. Protect and Shine.
Hi, this is Trilby. Amanda, I love your laugh. Grant, I love your wit. I've listened the whole 20 years, and I hope you have 20 more. You're terrific.
From all your Utah friends at KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 5:15,
a big jewel theft under the backdrop of the Cannes Film Fest. I'm ABC's Tom Rivers with that story coming up.
Sports Shore News, sponsored by Oakdale Egg Farms. More than 100 years of producing local, fresh, high-quality eggs. Visit Oakdale.com. KSL News Time, 5:08.
Now, sadness around the world as members of the LDS Church learn the wife of President Thomas S. Monson passed away this morning. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our team coverage remembering Sister Monson.
The news is quickly spreading on social media and by phone. The LDS Church says Frances B. Monson passed away just after 6:30 at a Salt Lake hospital. She was surrounded by family. President Monson often spoke of her in his addresses to the church.
The first day I saw Frances,
I knew I'd found the right one.
A church statement says Sister Monson had been hospitalized for several weeks and passed away of causes incident to age. She was 85 years old. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Frances Monson's daughter just recently spent time talking to the Mormon Times all about her mother's influence. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson continues our team coverage.
The LDS Church says Frances Monson passed away peacefully at the hospital, and her daughter Ann Dibb earlier said that her mom was her greatest influence.
There was never a question as to what she believed, what she would do, what she expected others to do.
Dibb says Sister Monson had a good sense of humor. She loved to shop for bargains, and she always showed people she cared.
She's always been my best friend, and I knew that I was her best friend.
Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Let's get an update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And here's Mark Christiansen.
Still a pretty light traffic commute if you're southbound on I-15, looking at the back end of the brake lights, about 40th south. And then that'll stretch right into Murray, the first part of Sandy. And then it gives up before it hits Draper. Point of the Mountain, a little heavy between 146 south, leading right over the top of the point. If you're on the west side belt route, haven't seen any problems between California Avenue to 201 and even beyond that towards 35th and 47th. Charles?
We have a new accident on Fort Union Boulevard. This is 7th East, 7200 South. And then northbound delays at the North Interchange prior to the North Interchange, I-15 northbound into Woods Cross. And also at Shepherd Lane, you'll hit a sea of brake lights all the way to the Layton Hills Mall. Pick up Papa Murphy's new $5 faves, your choice of three large New York-style pizzas. They make and you bake for only $5 every day. Papa Murphy's, love at 425 degrees. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, storms moving into Utah today, and those storms, they're going to stick around through the weekend. Overnight lows in the 40s, highs in the 60s, kind of cool. Temperatures will warm up, though, by the first of next week. Storms move out, sun comes out, and temperatures upper 70s and low 80s. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Right now, mostly cloudy and 65 degrees downtown.
Well, we do have the Memorial Day weekend headed this way, of course. And, you know, the weather's changing in Utah, as it usually does this time of year. You're going to want to join us next week for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. We'll get you up-to-date forecast on how that Memorial Day weekend is looking.
No, keep your fingers crossed. I need to get some work done out there in the yard. Join us Monday 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Lace up your shoes and join KSL News Radio for the Great Strides Walk, Saturday, May 18th at Energy Solutions Arena. Cystic fibrosis is a life-threatening genetic disease that affects the lungs and digestive system. Your support can help people with CF to live longer, healthier lives. Make a team with your family and friends today. Then join us on the 18th at Energy Solutions Arena. For more information, visit KSLNewsRadio.com. It's the Great Strides Walk with KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
My daughter Pam got sick when she was studying abroad, and I just kind of panicked. I mean, here I am 5,000 miles away. So I checked with Regions, and with our plan, our family is covered just about everywhere. Then they helped me find a great doctor really close to where Pam was staying. You just want to be there for your kids, wherever they are. Our health plan sure helps.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
You know, there's nothing like working for a company that appreciates your hard work and where you know you have the opportunity to get promotions and move up within that company.
Hi, this is Jay and Amy from The Browsers, and we toured a company called Teleperformance. They are looking for people right now who maybe want to change their career or who are starting their first career.
Yeah, you may be fresh out of high school, but you have some customer service experience or some tech experience. You can turn that into a career right now at Teleperformance.
They're looking for so many different things: human resources, IT, administration, recruiting. All of these are available at Teleperformance.
Well, and don't forget, they have free training, and they also have great work-at-home opportunities if you're a stay-at-home mom.
They have three locations right here in Utah: Salt Lake, Linden, and Ogden.
And they have over 250 sites across the world, which gives you the opportunity to move up and outward if you like.
Go online and apply right now at teleperformance.com.
That's teleperformance.com.
ASL Extra at 15 and 45. Bonus coverage of the top stories on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
The wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson has passed away, and her kids say she was always an uplifting influence. I'm KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson.
Other local stories we are following. Utah's job situation keeps getting better. Little by little, the state's unemployment rate fell last month to 4.7%. That is down from 4.9% the month before.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealer.
Southbound 15 congested the south interchange through 90th South. Trying to make your way into Davis County, watch for some brake lights at the north interchange leading right up through Woods Cross. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Clouds and storms moving in, and it's going to stick around through the weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Mostly cloudy, 65 degrees downtown.
A new survey from the New England Journal of Medicine shows doctors doubt the education and experience of nurse practitioners. But Lee Moss, the Utah representative of the American Association of Nurse Practitioners, says collaboration between both have given Utah over 25 years of successful patient care.
I think in Utah we do a really good job in collaboration with our physician colleagues. And any physicians that work with us, I think, are much more comfortable with us than those that have never worked with us.
Moss adds that a patient's care shouldn't come down to a turf war, since there's enough work for both doctors and nurse practitioners.
A big jewel theft under the backdrop of the Cannes Film Festival. ABC's Tom Rivers has details from the Foreign Desk.
More than $1 million worth of jewels have been stolen from a safe in a hotel room in the French town of Cannes. They were to be loaned to celebrities who've arrived on the French Riviera for the famous annual film fest. The theft happened on the same day that the festival was shown the new film The Bling Ring, about some high school students who find out when celebrities are attending red carpet events in order to break into their homes. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Remembering Sister Monson, we'll have the latest as we go in depth coming up at 5:20.
KSL's top national story this hour. Lawmakers have heard an apology from the ousted head of the IRS. Stephen Miller said it was stupid for workers to give tougher treatment to conservative groups seeking tax-exempt status, but one Republican said that's not enough.
Now for more of our top national stories, here's Cleon Wall at the KSL National News Desk.
Scott, the Treasury Department's Inspector General says he told the Deputy Secretary of the Treasury that they were going to investigate the IRS, but the Treasury Department isn't revealing right now what Neil Wolin knew. ABC's Ann Compton reports the Treasury Secretary denies he knew anything about the scandal.
I didn't think I was worth $400, but, you know, apparently she feels that I am.
A couple of commuter trains collided in southwestern Connecticut. Pictures show at least one of the trains off the tracks. There is no immediate word of injuries. Accepting $40,000 in bribes sends a former postal official to prison for 18 months. He influenced the post office to take $6 million in contracts from a Maryland company. The Powerball jackpot has shot up to $600 million, making it the largest prize in the game's history. Murray Simon says he's dreaming of lottery riches, but is trying to stay grounded in reality.
An Italian statesman once said in the 19th century that the lottery is a tax upon idiots. So I'm guilty as anyone.
Here's a little holiday greeting I've been wanting to send to the Mandarin.
Your movie is just past $1 billion. Iron Man 3 did it in 21 days. Just short of the record set by the Avengers. That happened just last year. They did it in 19 days. Only 15 other movies have hit the $1 billion plateau. And Iron Man 3 is the sixth Disney movie to do that.
Wow. I wonder if Star Trek will do as well.
I don't think so.
Really?
I think there's something about...
But you're a Trekkie.
No, I'm not actually. Okay. I like Star
Scott's
Wars better
Trekkie,
than...
Right?
Well, it's funny. I like the first J.J. Abrams Star Trek movie, but, I think I'll like this one, but I don't know. I'm more of a Star Wars guy. But the interesting thing is I think Disney does real good about promoting their stuff worldwide. Right. Over $100 million worth of tickets has been sold in China alone.
Yeah. That's the emerging market for film these days. Yeah. It's not the United States. It's China and Europe. So.
All right. Thank you, Cleon. If you're just joining us, one of the stories we are following for you, it's going to be an interesting conversation between a teenage boy and his parents after he crashed the family's car into a home. He's not old enough to drive, and he didn't take the car with permission. We'll have more on that story for you throughout the afternoon.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. Here's Mark Christiansen.
Boy, it's just been one of those evenings tonight where you're just kind of watching and waiting for the heavier traffic, but it just really isn't materializing. 33rd South now through 4500 South seems to be a little bit heavier at the moment, and then 53rd South again towards 90th South. I haven't seen any northbound delays through the south end there. I haven't seen anything show up on the 215 west side belt, and then if you're making your way over the point of the mountain, that's remained pretty slow throughout the afternoon from 146 South leading right into Lehigh, but no northbound delays from the Lehigh area towards the top of the point at the moment here, Charles.
Well, just the usual in Davis County prior to the North Interchange into Woods Cross and between Farmington and Kaysville. A couple of valley accidents, one in Murray, 6400 South State Street, and another crash with injuries is 70th South and 4800 West in West Jordan. Use Oakdale Egg Farms Organic Compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit Oakdale.com. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for KSL's Accurate and Dependable 7-Day Forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Scott and Maria, cold front moving through Utah today is producing scattered showers, cooler temperatures, and it's going to last. The second piece of energy comes in Saturday into Sunday, keeping those showers in the forecast. Highs stop in the mid-60s. We'll warm up a bit on Monday, partly cloudy in 70, but then back into the upper 70s and low 80s by Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank. KSL News Radio.
Right now in Salt Lake, we've got overcast skies, 65 degrees.
KSL News Time 521. The wife of the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has died.
Frances Monson was 85. She had been hospitalized for the past several weeks. KSL's religion specialist, Carol Makita, has a look back at her life, remembering Sister Monson.
Frances Beverly Johnson was born on October 27, 1927. She grew up in Salt Lake City, was graduated from East High School and the University of Utah. While a student at the U, she and her friends were riding a streetcar, and she was introduced to a young man named Tom Monson. Frances Johnson married Thomas S. Monson in the Salt Lake Temple in October of 1948. She described the first time her parents met him to an audience at a BYU women's conference. She joined the wives of the then First Presidency and their daughters. She said her father showed Thomas Monson a picture of a missionary named Monson and asked, "Do you know him?" Thomas Monson said, "Yes, that's my grandfather."
My father was just thrilled. He thought, "Oh, we knew him. He was a missionary in our home in Sweden and helped convert my mother and father and 12 children." By that time, he was in, so.
The three Monson children, Tom, Ann, and Clark, were all born in the 1950s.
He could not do what he does without my mother's support. And he knows that he has that support. And he's known that he's had that his whole their whole married life. My mother's a fabulous listener, and yet she'll come in periodically and give her viewpoints when he's talking to her. And so they're a wonderful team with one another. I maintain Thomas Monson wouldn't be who he is without Frances. It was more just her constant example that became the greatest influence in my life. There was never a question as to what she believed, what she would do, what she expected others to do. She exemplified what you should be as a Latter-day Saint, as a Christian, and that became her testimony, which hopefully has become part of me.
Now, the funeral arrangements are still being made for Sister Monson. As they are available, we'll bring those to you.
KSL News Time, 524. Time now for Zions Bank Speaking on Business, and here's Chris Redgrave.
There's nothing like being part of a great team, especially if you're known as best in class. Teams like Siskel and Ebert, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, or even Batman and Robin come to mind. We have our own well-known and loved team right here in Utah, Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon, simply called Grant and Amanda. These morning drive dynamos are celebrating 20 years in the broadcast booth together. They happen to be one of the most respected morning teams in the country in radio, and it certainly lends to their credibility to be on a legendary station like KSL Radio. It all started when Grant was brought in from one of the Bonneville stations in Seattle to test for the morning position on KSL. At the time, Amanda was on weekends, and when the consultant met her, he had them test together, and he said, "This is your morning show right here." To give you an idea of the commitment it takes to do a morning radio show, Grant and Amanda have to be in the studio by 4 a.m. They've hosted approximately 17,000 hours together, covering watershed events like the wall-to-wall coverage of 9/11, two Utah Jazz Championships, two solid weeks of Olympics, the Elizabeth Smart saga, and the passing of the beloved President Gordon B. Hinckley. During their time together, they've experienced the personal joys of life as best friends and the saddest times of life while keeping the utmost professional demeanor. To know them is to know they are brother and sister in every sense of the word. In a time of digital transformation and cost structure challenges, KSL Radio is one of only a few stations that remains committed to their listeners by providing live programming from 5 a.m. until 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, so you can get up-to-date information when it happens. Grant and Amanda continue to be top-rated and are normally ranked number one with their audience. At Zions Bank, we salute you and consider it to be a privilege to be with you every morning. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave, speaking on business.
At Big O, we install tires, brakes, oil, and good karma. That's karma with a C. It's what you get when you take care of your car so it runs better and lasts longer. Because when you partner with the people at Big O Tires to do something good for your vehicle, the good comes back to you. So come in today to buy three select installed tires, and we'll give you the fourth one free. Now that's good karma. Big O Tires, the team you trust. For a limited time only on select sets of four in-stock tires. Offer and oil changes at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. See store for details.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com to win great prizes like tickets to the Mummies of the World exhibit now at the Leonardo, or win a one-year license from HiringThing.com. Plus, visit KSLNewsRadio.com to find out about upcoming KSL events like the Great Strides Walk benefiting the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation Saturday, May 18th at Energy Solutions Arena, or the KSL Family Book Festival on Saturday, June 15th. Find it all at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Watching Utah's money, a lot of people are finding jobs. The unemployment rate fell in 40 states last month. That's the most since November. California, New York, and South Carolina all reported the largest declines.
Rising home prices may be a bad thing. Economists warn the increase in some markets is inflated and could eventually pop. Orange County, California appears to be the most overvalued, with prices 9% above the estimate for fair value.
General Motors stock is trading above $33 for the first time in 2 years. The shares are up almost 14% this year due to largely to strong first quarter earnings.
The Dow was up 121 points, ending at 15,354. NASDAQ up by 33. S&P was up by 17.
Watching Utah's money at 25 and 55 past the hour on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Straight ahead on Utah's Afternoon News, residents near a Riverton intersection got a huge surprise this afternoon.
And we'll get you an update on any of the slowdowns as you drive home with traffic and weather coming up next.
One word just clearly comes to mind, and that is remarkable. It's remarkable to have been on the air for 20 years, and to have been on the air as a team for 20 years is spectacular. There is a double-edged sword for me, though. While they're a great lead into my program, boy, some mornings they are a tough act to follow. Love you guys. Congratulations. Grant and Amanda's 20th anniversary, a celebration at KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Time to check traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And here's Mark Christiansen.
Well, looking at I-15 all the way from the downtown area now, starting to see some heavier traffic patterns as you get further southbound. But up until, I'd say, about 4400 south, you're cruising right along. And even then, between Murray right into Sandy, you're only going to have a few spots where you're kind of crawling for the most part. It's a pretty good traffic pattern moving that way. Starting to see some northbound delays, though, from 9900 south, stretched now through 8800 south. Then you've got a short little delay from about 17th south right through about 11th south in the downtown area. Charles?
Well, in Utah County, we're seeing southbound slowing in Lehigh before Main Street. That starts about 2100 north. We're also seeing southbound slowing over the Point of the Mountain and northbound delays from downtown to Woods Cross, also between Farmington and the Layton Hills Mall. Simply Mac is holding its free annual e-waste recycling event at the Maverick Center. It's May 17th and 18th from 9 to 3 at the Maverick Center with the Recycling Coalition of Utah. Charles Marin in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. With a cold front moving through Utah, producing scattered showers and cool temperatures. Highs today only in the 60s, and we'll do it again on Saturday and Sunday. Chance of rain in Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures will warm up, though, for the first of next week. Highs get back into the 70s and low 80s by Tuesday and Wednesday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time 531. Mostly cloudy in Salt Lake City, 66 degrees.
Northbound slowing in Davis County. I'm Charles Marin.
Our top local story this hour, a Davis County family says new freeway plans add insult to injury. They already lost their home to a fire once, and now it's in the path of a planned highway. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live with more. Andrew?
Scott, can you imagine losing your house to a fire, the uncertainty that goes with that? Dan and Mary Hendry went through all that, rebuilt, moved back in just under a year ago, and now they're facing the prospects that the West Corridor may well be on a collision course for their property.
I could live with the road below us, but not coming through our house. We'll never replace this. It'll never be replaced. So I don't know where we could go.
The family does say they knew this was a possibility the day after their home burned. They've called this home essentially the past 16 years. They're hoping officials will reconsider. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Residents near a Riverton intersection say that they are lucky no one was hurt after an unlicensed teen reportedly lost control of a car and smashed into their garage. The garage door was smashed apart, plants were torn up, and brick facade was destroyed. Teresa Pemberton says this is the third crash in the past few weeks.
They've hit the telephone poles on Redwood here at the intersection right behind us. That one was broken in half. Then they hit another telephone pole.
Officers say the teenager took the car without permission. Officers drew the driver's blood to see if he was intoxicated.
The wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson has died. Frances Monson's family says their mother always was there to offer support. Ann Dibb spoke to the Mormon Times a few weeks ago about the influence her mother had in their home growing up.
I think my mother had a lot of patience, and she also recognized that things didn't get better necessarily because you might complain about it. And that was a great example for me.
Dib says her mother's love, loved to go shopping, rather, for bargains and always was always a good example.
Heidi Swinton, President Monson's biographer, spoke with Doug Wright this morning about Sister Monson. Swinton says Frances had a gift of being comfortable no matter where she was.
You think about it. This is a woman who has met with kings and queens around the world and feels equally at home with them as she does with the neighbor next door. That's a gift. And she had become so good at it.
Swinton says Sister Monson was known for being very generous.
KSL's top national story this hour. O.J. Simpson's former lawyer didn't have very nice things to say about the football star today in court. We get the sworn testimony from Cleon Wall live at the KSL National News Desk. Cleon?
Scott, Yale Galanter was straightforward when referring to his defense in the Simpson robbery and kidnapping case.
Our defense of Mr. Simpson was stellar.
Galanter denies giving Simpson the go-ahead to try and retrieve some of the football star's memorabilia. He says he told Simpson to call police.
He had told me that he did, in fact, ask Alexander and McClendon to bring guns. He knew that he had screwed up.
Simpson says Galanter gave him bad advice and didn't consult him on plea deals. Galanter says he passed along three. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
In Italy, police have arrested suspected members of the global hacker group Anonymous. ABC's Megan Williams has more from Rome.
Four Italian suspects have been placed under house arrest, accused of targeting Italian government and parliament websites, as well as those of the Vatican. Police say while the suspects are charged with hacking, it's not clear if they're individuals acting for their own private purposes and using the Anonymous name or really part of the Anonymous group. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
An accused Idaho terrorist pled not guilty to three charges today. The counts against Vladislav Kurbanov include teaching people how to build bombs in Utah. He's also accused of organizing resources for the Islamic movement of Uzbekistan.
The United States filed a motion for detention, as we are allowed to do under the Bail Reform Act, asserting that he would be a risk of flight or a danger to any other person or the community.
A U.S. attorney for Idaho, Wendy Olson, says a judge will review Kurbanov's detention on Tuesday. He has a trial date slated for July. Olson says she has no need to protect Kurbanov from people who may be hostile to natives of Muslim countries.
Politics on KSL News Radio. Your view of the response to last fall's deadly terror attack in Benghazi appears to largely depend on your political party.
Some might say the president has a penchant for understatement.
There's been intense discussion in Congress lately around the attacks in Benghazi.
Those discussions go something like this.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
And as a result, Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz tells CNN's Situation Room and others the House could go for impeachment.
I was simply asked, is that within the realm of possibilities? And I would say, yes, I'm not willing to take that off the table.
This week's UtahPolicy.com KSL Political Insider Survey shows 97% of responding Democrats think the president is impeachment-proof. Almost half of Republicans, though, side with Chaffetz. Dave Cawley, KSL News Radio.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News, how the Treasury Department's Inspector General saying he was briefed by the IRS on targeting conservative groups.
I had surgery at another hospital. Things didn't go exactly as planned, so I decided to see another doctor for a second opinion, who is a doctor associated with Davis Hospital. He made some suggestions that I felt comfortable with, and we decided to go ahead and do surgery again. The day I went in, they were fabulous right from the start. They just treated me like gold. It was just a whole different experience from the other hospital. It ended up being like having the hip replacement all over again. But at Davis, they actually got it right. Because of having my hip fixed the right way, I just feel like I have my life back.
Davis Hospital and Medical Center. My orthopedic care, my healthy future. For more information or to schedule an appointment with one of our orthopedic experts, call 866-431-WELL. That's 866-431-WELL. Or go to myorthohealth.com. That's myorthohealth.com.
Mom, you don't know anything about me anymore.
Honey, I know you're good at math. You don't like English. I know Ryan smiled at you yesterday at school. I know your favorite color is purple. And I know you don't like mushrooms. And who can blame you? I mean, mushrooms are a fungus, and people generally try to avoid funguses. Or is it fungi? I'm never quite sure. But, you know, either way, I mean, penicillin is good.
Penicillin is a mold.
Huh. Well, I guess you're right. So you like penicillin, but not mushrooms.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear.
Mom, if we talk, will you be quiet?
Love to.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Right. Thank you guys for all you do. You're great. Keep going. Give another 20 years together.
From all your Utah friends and KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 5:45.
Utah leading the nation in rescuing refugees. I'm in Koyo Iamba.
Sports Shore News sponsored by Rockies Baseball. It's back. Watch all season long on Root Sports and visit Rockies.com for tickets. KSL News Time, 5:38.
Now, the Treasury Department's Inspector General is now saying he briefed the department on the IRS targeting conservative groups last June. He also disclosed that administration officials were aware of the matter at the time. The IG's new information now has congressional Republicans demanding a special investigation on the matter. Democrats continue to claim it's a political witch hunt.
Job growth in Utah doubles the national average. Here's KSL News Radio's Dan Jessup.
In the past 12 months, 43,000 jobs have been added to Utah's economy. Job growth in April was 3.5%, more than double the national average. Utah Department of Workforce Services Chief Economist Carrie Main says in Utah, people want to work and they are capable.
The Utah workers are coming back into the labor force. Our labor force is growing and more people are getting jobs.
Governor Gary Herbert says Utah is fully out of the recession and, unlike Washington, D.C., is showing the nation what a real economic recovery looks like. Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. And here's Mark Christiansen.
Not a whole lot of change for southbounders. Northbounders, though, in the downtown area, or if you're headed to the downtown area, 21st South now through 13th South and 9th South off-ramps. Looks pretty tough. Southbound 1548 South, really crowded at 53rd, that is. And then as you make your way over the South Interchange and then continue through into Midvale and Sandy, got a pretty heavy and slow traffic pattern right there, mainly as the collector comes onto the main flow. Looking at the point of the mountain, that's the only part that I can see that will delay you in getting into Utah County, except for between 2100 North leading towards Main Street. Looks a little heavier for southbounders through Lehigh. Charles?
Well, a pretty rough drive on 400 South in the downtown area, approaching 400 West. That's where the accident is. We're seeing backups to at least 200 West or so. No problems as you leave the downtown area, but you'll quickly hit the taillights at the Beck Street overpass into Woods Cross, and we're still seeing delays from Shepherd Lane up to Hillfield Road. Regency, connecting members to the people, tools, and resources that matter to their health. Regency Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. With a cold front moving through Utah this afternoon, producing gusty winds, scattered showers, and those showers are going to stick around right on through the weekend. Tonight, look for a low of 47, 67 with showers on Saturday, morning rain on Sunday, and then we'll dry it out. By Monday, Tuesday, we're back into the 70s with partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Right now in Salt Lake, overcast, 66 degrees.
And with the Memorial Day weekend coming up next weekend, I know everybody's going to be very interested in the weather, and it's pretty fickle in spring. Make sure you join us early next week to get the very latest on this changeable forecast.
It's all right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
We used to think all lung cancer was the same.
Now we know that each tumor may have a different genetic makeup.
Several different molecular types of lung cancer have been identified.
By performing molecular testing on a lung cancer tumor,
doctors can try to determine what's causing the cancer to grow.
It's a different way of looking at lung cancer.
Because lung cancer can affect anyone.
The young or old.
Smokers or non-smokers.
You or me.
Knowing the molecular profile of my tumor helped determine my treatment options.
Anyone can get lung cancer, and not all lung cancers are the same. Talk to your doctor to see if molecular testing is appropriate for you. Visit lungcancerprofiles.com to learn more. That's lungcancerprofiles.com. A public service of six leading lung cancer advocacy groups.
At Whipple Service Champions at 444 Fast, we'll unplug any drain line with our powerful motor-operated electric spinning drain cable machine for just $69. This is not snagging hairballs with a fishhook. For just $69, we'll use powerful electric spinning cables to clear any blockage, including roots. For greased up, gunked up, crusted on, or root-penetrated pipes, for an additional charge, we'll deploy our ultra-high-pressure inline pipe rejuvenating system to scour your pipes to the bare walls and give you one of the industry's longest guarantees. Pipes should be self-scouring, but they're not when they're full of stuff that catches other stuff. Stuff happens, and then stuff is all over your basement. Call your best choice Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. That's 801-444-FAST. You get Utah's A-plus rated, best-of-state Whipple Service Champions, shoe-cover-wearing, clean-cut, drug-tested, background-check technicians who won't leave a mess. Special pricing good during standard business hours.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Only a chain company.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Even more breaking local news on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour. Boise man believed to have taught people terrorism techniques here in Utah made his first court appearance in Idaho today. Prosecutors there as well as here in Utah say he also supported Islamist terrorism in Uzbekistan.
Other local stories we're following this hour. A Murray mom is trying to teach her daughter a lesson about bullying by making her wear clothes from a thrift store. The woman tells KSL it's because her daughter had taunted another child over her wardrobe.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealership.
Well, you've got a good brake light parade going on northbound on I-15 in Davis County between Farmington, leading right up into Layton. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cool temperatures and showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Right now in Salt Lake, overcast, 66 degrees.
KSL's top national story this hour. Connecticut police say 20 to 25 people are injured after two commuter trains collide. The Metro North Railroad called it a major derailment. It involved a New York-bound train leaving New Haven.
Well, since 1978, Utah has welcomed over 43,000 refugees from all over the world. And as wars and political unrest continue in some parts of the world, we will continue to see more because Utah is playing a vital role in providing relief to the victims. KSL News Radio's Nkoyo Iyamba has the story of one refugee from the Congo.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. You're welcome.
People easily want to be her friend. Mushuda Prosperin Mugirwanaki left a refugee camp in Uganda 3 months ago. She's since become a bit of a social butterfly.
All of that is my friend.
Her bright smile and warm eyes mask the pain this 26-year-old carries after enduring several rapes in the camps. Ushuda says the camps are packed and poorly protected, and families abandon victims.
The husbands say, I did not like the woman who they are getting some rape. You never know, maybe you get some HIV.
Now she's raising three young boys, with one on the way.
And that one is Vicky.
Two were conceived from those attacks.
Say hi.
Hi.
But it's clear she loves them. Her story is not unique.
The situation in Congo is not getting better.
Aiden Batar with Catholic Community Services says the U.S. has resettled over 10,000 refugees from the Congo because of ethnic wars.
Every day we hear horror stories.
And we're expecting 10,000 more.
People have been killed, women have been raped, You know, children are dying for malnutrition.
Hundreds of them will relocate to Utah.
This group, you know, have been in a refugee camp for decades.
He says so far this year, 450 refugees from over 10 countries have called Utah home, most of them from the Congo, Somalia, Iraq, and Burma.
And they don't have anywhere to go back to.
Utah is the second in the nation to rescue refugee women at risk for violent crimes.
We have a family-oriented state, and we have a lot of volunteers, and our state have some resources to help them.
Now women like Ushuda feel safe here in Utah.
He's my buddy.
And CCS volunteers like Mary Weedle become family in the absence of their own.
She wants to be successful here.
They pay back to whatever they receive to their communities.
Nkoyo Iyamba, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Time for another update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And here's Mark Christians.
Well, southbound I-15 really moving quite well through the Salt Lake Valley. That up until Murray, then it'll slow down. But it only stays slow in spots, making your way through into Sandy. Starting to see a little northbound delay right around 114 south. You'll be northbound delayed between 8800 and about 7800 south. And also that stretch leading into downtown, looks like that's cleared out. Westbound on the 201 freeway, it's a wide open commute all the way towards 56 or 72nd west, Charles.
Northbound delays at Warm Springs Road as you cross into Davis County up to 2600 south. Also slow going between Farmington and the Layton Hills Mall. That's extending all the way to Hillfield Road. Use Oakdale Egg Farm's organic compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit Oakdale.com. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time now for the accurate and dependable seven-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Scott, Maria, temperatures over the next 7 days are going to start out cool, but then warm right back up. We're in the 60s today with scattered showers as a cold front moves through the area, and we're going to stay there on Saturday and even into parts of Sunday. By Monday, partly cloudy and 70 degrees, mostly sunny 79. By Tuesday, 80s Wednesday through the end of the week. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank. KSL News Radio.
Right now, 66 degrees downtown.
And time now for KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. Here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
The next time you need a ride, imagine this one. Instead of hailing a cab or maybe calling a friend, what if you could pull out your phone and pull up a map that shows you which cars parked along the sidewalk right next to you you could drive away right now? Hit a few buttons on your phone, the door unlocks, and you drive off into the sunset. Well, it could soon happen thanks to a company called Relay Rides. The idea right now, people put their own cars up for rent, whether for the hour or the day, then the tech is there to make it happen. No more standing at the rental counter at the airport. The company's also toying with doling out cars by the day, even the week. Renting a car could go high tech a lot sooner than you think. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
If you own anything stainless in your kitchen, you can't help but admire the beauty of it when it's clean. But if anyone at all lives in your house, then you're constantly cleaning the stainless. Spray a little or a lot on the refrigerator, over to the dishwasher. Don't forget the stove and oven. The amount of time you spend cleaning it makes it not worth having. And then when the kids raid the refrigerator, well, let's not even go there. And scratches, well, you definitely need Protect and Shine. Protect and Shine not only helps stainless steel appliances look their best, it prevents harmful bacteria buildup while promoting a germ-free environment. Just a one-time application can last you up to 5 years, and your cleaning time is cut by 90%. You really have to see how it works. Go online right now, protectandshine.com, and get the details. That's protect, the letter N, shine.com. Fall in love with stainless again. Protect and shine.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How would I find the time?
I figured I'd get around to it someday.
Besides, it's probably too expensive.
Too difficult.
Too complicated.
Then one day I sat down at the piano.
Drums.
The keyboard.
Guitar.
Bass.
Ukulele.
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Tried a clarinet.
A sax.
And I learned a few simple notes.
Simple chords.
Simple rhythms.
Before I knew it,
I could actually play a song.
A pretty simple one, but I did it. Me. I couldn't believe it.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Why wait?
Just play. This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
State 15 at the point of the mountain.
We're number one!
And if you're just joining us this afternoon, a mother is trying to teach her daughter a lesson about bullying by making her wear clothing from a thrift store. We'll have more.
Time now for The Pattern. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, guys. Well, the pattern is changing. We've got a cold front coming through Utah today, producing scattered showers and cooler temperatures. The unsettled weather sticks around through the weekend, and then we dry out and warm back up. Area of high pressure kind of builds in, but we get a little low off the Southern California coast that continues to put in clouds next week. Look for partly cloudy conditions and temperatures generally in the low 80s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank with a look at your pattern on KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, the Financial Times took a hit today. The publication says hackers compromised several of its blogs and Twitter feeds. Syrian Electronic Army has claimed responsibility. Several of the tweets supported Syrian President Bashar Assad.
The Dow was up 121 points today. It ended at 15,354. NASDAQ up by 33. S&P up by 17.
Attention anyone 55 and older, including Medicare recipients. Do you or someone you know suffer from arthritis pain or wake up with stiff, sore knees? Do your knees hurt when you go up and down stairs, and are you unable to enjoy activities you've always loved to do? Have you been told or feel like knee replacement surgery is in your future and you're tired of living with the pain? If so, there's good news for you. You could be a candidate for non-surgical FDA-approved knee rehabilitation program that works and will help you. Their safe and effective treatment can help you live a normal, healthy, and active lifestyle again and start enjoying the things you love. Call to find out more about improving your life. Call Maplewood Medical Group at 801-268-2929 for the location nearest you. That's 801-268-2929. Or you can find them on the web at maplewoodmedical.com. Get out of pain and start enjoying your life again. Call now. Maplewood Medical Group, 801-268-2929.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy 9 productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, While Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
your life, your health.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. And here's Mark Christiansen.
It looks like the South End has been the only place where we've seen these slowdowns this afternoon. Murray right into Sandy, and then a little bit reversed from 90th through 8800 South. Through 8400 South if you're on I-15. 215 West Side Belt looks in pretty good shape. There is an accident westbound on 6200 South. It's about 1800 West, blocking traffic. We've got a camera in the area that we just need to oil it up and turn it around a little bit to see what's going on there. Charles?
North Salt Lake, 2600 South to 2600 North up to 2600 South. You'll see the brake lights. Also from Shepherd Lane up to Hillfield Road. And then no problems, Interstate 80 from I-15 to Foothill Drive. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast, scattered showers tonight, overnight low 47, scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, high of 67, and then 65 for a high with partly cloudy skies on Sunday.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic.